Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, we're quiet right now around the Capitol Beltway. Looks good coming in from the west. No early troubles. 95, 395 good. Big story for this morning definitely will be for Metro Rail for sure. Green Line trains between U Street and Georgia Avenue will be single tracking. They expect this through the morning due to emergency track repairs and track work. Again, that's for the Green Line. Out to Maryland on 270. Let's get you out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Great time to get moving there. There's no problems to report. 95-29, looking good down to the Beltway as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Falling temperatures today. Our highs will occur this morning. Most of us in the mid to upper 60s, falling to near 50 later. Still occasional rain around. Start tapering off later today and tonight. The cold front goes through. The winds go around to the northwest. 30 degrees. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s. It looks like late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation with a chance of snow west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Gainesville, 59 in Bowie, 63 in Washington. China has increased its huge stash of U.S. government debt. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Good Friday morning to you. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, Ron Hosko, former FBI official, joining us at 7:05 this morning. 7:35, we'll talk to Steve Kastenbaum, and all the way from South Korea as he covers the Winter Olympics. Some drama there this morning. We'll tell you about that. And then at 8:05, Gary Aldrich. He's also a former FBI agent. A lot of conversations for law enforcement this week, and we'll have them right here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnades with Mary Walter.
Oh, good Friday morning. Pat yourself on the back. You made it through another week. Want to talk about a woman in Everett, Washington. And this ties in with the Florida shooting. And I'm going to tell you how. This grandmother saw something, said something, and wound up turning her grandson over to the police. Her grandson has now been arrested and charged with attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Could you turn your own grandson or child in to the police because you saw something that you knew was wrong and you knew it was disturbing, but you also knew could possibly lead that child to winding up in jail? Could you do it? Now, let me tell you what happened. She found some disturbing journal entries. He's 18 years old, and in his journal, she thought that she saw things that led her to believe that he was going to plan an attack on his high school. According to the report in the newspaper, the officers were also told by the grandmother that her grandson had a rifle stored in a guitar case. So she brought the journal. She copied the journal. She brought copies of the journal to the police, and they were so alarmed at the statements and detailed plans to shoot students and use homemade explosive devices at his high school. Her grandson wrote in the diary, "I need to make this count. I've been reviewing many mass shootings and bombings and attempted bombings. I'm learning from past shooters and bombers' mistakes." And so they served a search warrant and found an AK-47 in a guitar case, inert grenades in his bedroom. So he was booked into county jail and, as I said, charged with attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. The school district, a spokesperson for the school district, said our main thing right now is gratitude, especially to the grandmother. That couldn't have been easy for her to do. The police also did a wonderful job. That combination may have saved a lot of lives. And I think it sounds good in practice. And I think there are a lot of people listening to this right now who absolutely say, oh, yeah, if you see something, you got to say something. But what if it's your kid or your grandchild that you've seen something with and now have to say something about? Could you do it? 888-630-9625.
Yeah, I think about things like this occasionally. You know, my view is always that my threshold for turning in someone who's in my own family would have to be ridiculously high, you know, which is because there are so many other steps that you would take first, I would think, or at least I would take, before I'm like, hey, let me call 911, let me call authorities. And that would be like intervening, figure out a way to get this person help, stopping them when they're heading down a road that looks dark, figuring out a way to sort of turn it around, getting them in front of the right professional, having a deep conversation with them about what they're actually thinking and what process they're going through and why they're even saying the things they're saying, whatever it is, because they're a loved one. And your job should be in part to look out for them. So that's where I would be in most cases. In this one, this kid, like, clearly crossed whatever threshold you should probably have for that, though. I mean, just declarative, just saying this is the school that he was going to conduct the attack in, that he was preparing for, and this rationale that he wanted to be infamous, he wrote. So I think there's a couple things going on here. One, this is a good criminal profile for people to look at and say, well, this kid was explicit in a bizarre way. Thank God he wrote a journal. Thank God he actually kept notes of what he intended to do, because this can, you know, let people have a better, you know, give criminal profilers a better sense of, you know, what it is that kind of motivates somebody to do something like this, and maybe how we can prevent it. You heard some networks talking about, well, let's stop naming the shooters. Let's stop saying their names out loud. Maybe there's something to that. Now, you can't get everybody to agree to it, but maybe there's something to that. But the idea of actually turning in my own family member, it would have to meet a higher threshold than a stranger. That's all I'm saying. Whereas with a stranger, I'd be much more, yeah, I know nothing about them. All I know is what I saw and what I heard. But with a family member, I think you pause for a moment, assess the situation, do what you can to stop it from getting there, and then, if necessary, like in the case of this grandmother, maybe call authorities if it has to be done.
Yeah, and I mean, he wrote some pretty specific things in this journal. My aim is getting better. I can't wait to walk into the school and kill as many as I can. So this poor grandmother, yeah. this had to be a really, really hard thing to do. Sounds good in theory, but would you be able to say something if what you saw and what you were alarmed about was from a family member? And is there a degree of crime, as Vince said? 888-630-9625. Let's go to Penny in West Virginia. Penny, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. This sounds familiar to you, doesn't it?
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A few years ago, me and my husband experienced this. It wasn't on the basis of what this is. It wasn't some sort of terrorist act or someone was going to commit murder. But my son was spiraling out of control. We could tell in his actions something was wrong, something different. Well, someone had stolen about $3,000 off of our gas card. And we had a good suspicion who it was, so we took it to law enforcement. They had him on video. We prosecuted him. He was into drugs pretty heavy. And today, he's a recovering heroin addict. Has a very successful life, but yes, one time a day I had to do just that.
You had to turn your son in.
I did.
Yeah.
He spent time in jail.
And this was for a theft of $3,000. Now, and I think that there are some parents who would say, well, if my kid stole $3,000 on my credit card, we would have a discussion about it, and we'd work out a plan for them to pay me back. But you went so far as to prosecute him.
Yes, absolutely, because, like I said, and just like this boy here, you're not hearing what's going on underneath, but I can guarantee you that he was demonstrating actions throughout the day with his grandmother that caused her great concern.
Penny, at that point, can I ask you about your situation? Was your son already struggling with drugs at that point?
Yes.
Okay, so this was all part of a bigger picture for you, which is, okay, not only did he take $3,000, this is what he used it for.
Exactly. And like I said, we didn't know for sure that it was him, but, you know, he was falling off in school. I knew a couple of the kids he was running around with were no good. I mean, there was just some things that I had my eye on.
This is like rattling all sorts of memories, because I think about this. I know parents who've used, you know, police as sort of a wake-up call to children in tough times. And that's a situation, what Penny's talking about. Also, like, kids who just were sleeping in, staying home from school, decided they didn't want to go to school. They just didn't want to. And at some point, the parents got so frustrated, they're like, you know what? I'm going to call the truancy officer. Let's scare them a little bit. And boy, does it change your perspective when a cop walks into your bedroom and tells your rear end to get out of bed. Sometimes parents, I think, see this as a tool. It's not a first resort, but it can be.
I can tell you, if I wouldn't have done that, and my son told me this, if I would not have done what I did, he doesn't know where his life would be today.
Unbelievable. Penny,
because
thank
it
you.
It took something dramatic to shake him and wake him up.
Thank you, Penny. Yeah, and this is, and yeah, we can't discount the value of good wake up calls from time to time here. More from you in a minute on this. Would you turn your child in? Would you ever turn your child in, or your grandchild in this case? Interested to get your perspective. 888-630-9625. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. We're pretty quiet here in the traffic center, except, you know, we have some of the rain and drizzle around the region, so wet pavement definitely will be an issue, so take it easy as you head out and about. And Metrorail, I want to start first with that, because Green Line trains will be single tracking, they tell me, still through the morning rush hour. Green Line trains between U Street and Georgia Avenue, single tracking, expect delays, longer wait times, crowded platforms. They're doing emergency track work there. Around the Beltway we go, Maryland, Virginia, good. 270, no problems to report coming out of the Frederick area and down through to the Capitol Beltway. That checks out fine for you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Now, Washington.
All right, rain today. Morning high of 62 degrees with temperatures falling to near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning, and then it'll become cloudy with periods of rain later in the day. We'll have a high of 37 tomorrow. Snow may mix in at times. 64 degrees in the nation's capital right now, 5:17 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 for The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
So a grandmother in Washington is in the news because just before this shooting in Florida that just happened, the day before, she went to the police. She called the police in Everett, Washington. They came to her home. She showed them her grandson's journal in which he wrote, "I need to make this count. I've been reviewing many mass shootings and bombings and attempted bombings. I'm learning about how from these bombers and these shooters. I'm preparing myself for the school shooting. I can't wait. My aim has gotten much more accurate. I can't wait to walk into that class and blow all those blanks away." He said he wrote that he wanted the death count to be as high as possible. So, and he went into how to make a pressure bomb, a bomb from pressure cookers and all that type of thing. So she showed the cops the excerpts from the journal. To her shock, they found an AK-47 in his bedroom. And they also linked him to a robbery of a convenience store with two masked robbers, because guess what? He outlined that in his journal too. She hadn't seen that. So now her grandson has been charged with attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. You see something, you say something. We all advocate that. Would you do it, though, if it was someone in your family? 888-630-9625. Rob in Brunswick, good morning, Rob. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Would you say something if it were a family member?
Yes, ma'am. I can.
Tell us about that. What goes into that decision, Rob?
Well, I mean, my father was a correctional officer. I am as well. Okay, we didn't walk out the door that he didn't know what we had or where we were going. too many people are trying to be their children's friend and not their parent.
Yes.
And that's where we run into these issues. So, yeah, absolutely. If I had to turn in one of my children, absolutely I would.
Well, good for you, Rob. I think it's an easy thing to say until you're confronted with that situation. You know, imagine sitting and watching TV and you find that they're looking for a kid and they show grainy footage of, you know, some teenagers robbing an old person. I've seen that story where they went to the guy's house, so he put up a camera. His neighbor put up a camera for him, an older guy, and these three teens come back to rob him again. This mom's watching the TV because they're trying to find the kids in the video. It's her kid. You have to make a decision at that moment. And I think it's easy to sit here and go, sure, I would turn my kid in, until you see your kid's face on the news and you're like, oh my gosh, now what do I do?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Or just read them the Riot Act until they decide that the punishment that they're facing with you is not worth it. They need to go to jail. They just go turn themselves in. You know?
Yeah, but I think by the time they're teenagers, that ship has sailed, don't you?
I don't know. The threshold, again, as I said, is so much higher. If I had found out, say, like a family member was committing tax fraud, I'm probably not the one to make the phone call. There's no way. Am I going to turn them in? No, come on. Should you get right with the law? Yeah, get right with the law. Figure out a way to make this right. But yeah, I mean, there are things that'll meet that threshold. Again, these are family members. I'm loyal to them. Who are we loyal to in our lives? You know, and it's the people we love, the people around us. So you fight for them as much as you can until you can't. And that's what this grandmother went through.
Yeah. Toby and Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Would you be able to do what this grandmother did?
It would be tough. It's heartbreaking. But, I mean, if I love the kid, I'd rather see him get the help before he goes through this than have to deal with all the fallout and aftermath of afterwards, if he's alive after, to deal with it.
Right. But see, this kid's probably going to be in jail for a really long time.
Sorry?
This kid's probably going to be in jail for a really long time.
Right. But at the same time, with that, you're going to see some psychiatric help. It's going to get recommended, and he's potentially going to have an opportunity to at least see that long time.
Yeah, I guess, but when it comes to psychiatric help, I don't know how much help prisoners get in prison. I don't know how much psychiatric help they get.
Well, you know what?
I mean, we know that this 18-year-old now had robbed a convenience store and things like that. I think once that ship sailed, I don't know how much psychiatric help he's going to get.
Well, I can tell you, help or not, people are not dead because that grandmother acted.
It's true.
More on this in a moment. 522 in WMAL.
Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. 800-470-4833.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company, the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
It's Larry O'Connor, and I've got my friend and coworker JJ with me.
Hello, Larry.
So we've both gotten healthy with the MP Winnerty weight loss, and now you're down to...
I've lost 50 pounds in about 3.5 months.
That's phenomenal.
Thanks. And they asked me at my last weigh-in, what have you gained now that you've lost all that weight? And the answer is, honestly, myself. I got myself back.
Wow.
Because, you know, my metabolism, it had slowed down. I'd accepted myself as this overweight guy who couldn't change. But the truth is, EMP 180 has given me back the me that I always knew was there.
That makes me so happy.
I appreciate that. So if you're out there, maybe you've tried other plans and given up. Maybe you kicked off the new year at the gym and now, you know, not so much. Do what I did. Call EMP 180. It is not too late to get yourself back.
Yep, and do what I did. Call EMP 180. EMP 180, it's in Tyson's Corner. Now Marylanders can visit the Rockville office on the web at EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination. And pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and first off for Metro Rail riders, Green Line trains will be single tracking through the morning rush hour between U Street and George Avenue due to emergency track work, so expect delays. Again, for Green Line trains and crowded platforms, you'll be waiting for a while once you be prepared. Right now, out on the roads, the one problem we have right now, the rain drizzle and the wet pavement. Otherwise, we've been pretty quiet. No problems. 95, 395 checks out fine. Southeast Southwest Freeway arteries getting into town safe coming out of Chevrolet or Riverdale and onto New York Avenue. Good shape. We're in good shape across the Wilson Bridge and, in fact, the Beltway. See, no problems between Maryland and Virginia right now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain, pockets of heavy rain this morning. If you're not getting rain yet, you will. Temperatures very mild on a southwest breeze. We'll start in the 60s, wrap it up near 50 later today as temperatures fall. 1 inch of rain or more. Start tapering off later today. Colder night tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Grandma in Washington calls the police because she saw some things in her grandson's journal. She didn't like it. Disturbed her, as well it should have. She turns him in to the police, and that grandson has now been charged with attempted first-degree murder, felony assault on an officer, and first-degree robbery. It's probably going to go away for a long time. Sounds good, but could you do it? Could you personally do it if you see your kid's face on the evening news? Rick and Frederick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning. If we're going to be true to our word and continue to expect other people to do the right thing, just because it's our family member, I know it's a tough call, but I think we got to do it. But here's the one point. We got to distinguish between nonviolent crime and violent crime. If someone's doing drugs, you know, you have that conversation at home. But if someone's got a journal like this young man had, there's a lot of issues there. There's a lot of people that could have died. And this grandmother is a hero for doing that. We cannot expect other families to turn their loved ones in, but when it happens to us, if we shut down, please don't get on the radio the next day and say, folks, when you see something, say something.
Yeah, great points, right? All the way around, Rick. Thank you. Rick distilling Absolutely. This into its perfect analysis. Really appreciate that, sir. It's 527 here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Spray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99, and pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time, and Bray and Scarf is the place. Sale ends Monday, so hurry in or visit brayandscarf.com.
All right, a former top Trump official having conversations, multiple conversations now, with Bob Mueller. Meanwhile, refusing to answer a lot of questions for the House Intelligence Committee. What is this all about? We'll share it with you coming up on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Just hours after accused Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz made his initial court appearance, thousands showed up last night to remember his victims.
Last night, candlelight filled the South Florida sky during a vigil with thousands of people in Parkland. Dale Saunders was at the vigil and says no matter how many other school shootings there have been, he would have never imagined it would have happened at his alma mater.
Something like this has never happened and you would never expect it to happen.
All 17 people killed being remembered across the country, while students and first responders cope with tragedy still less than 48 hours old. In Parkland, Florida, I'm Clayton Neville.
A student at Clarksburg High School in Montgomery County is facing charges for allegedly bringing a gun to school yesterday. A school resource officer found out about it, got the weapon, and arrested 18-year-old Alwin Chen of Germantown. Four immigration proposals have all gone down to defeat in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote,
it went like this four times.
Three-fifths of the senators not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Three-fifths of the Senate, 60 votes. No immigration proposal could get what was needed to move forward.
I kept my commitment and set aside the entire week.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell lamenting that his pledge to have a wholly open week of debate did not bear fruit. He blames Democrats for not bending to some of the president's wants on new restrictions on legal immigration. At the Capitol, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 25,200, the NASDAQ at 7,256. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital, the Caps beat Minnesota. College basketball, the Maryland women lose, ending their seven-game winning streak. And American skier Michaela Schifrin finishes fourth in the women's slalom event. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Call toll-free at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 7 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, let's take you northbound, leaving the Beltway through Greenbelt. I'm still looking at a trip that's pretty much up at speed. However, crash reported in the Laurel area, northbound BW Parkway right near 197. So keep alert response on the way there. No problems to report. Suitland Parkway, George Washington Parkway, you're checking out fine. Problem that we do have for the morning rush hours that we have the rain around the metro. Metropolitan area, so the wet pavement road spray, need to factor that in. 270, starting to see just a little bit of slowdowns right as you come out of Frederick toward the Monocacy, and again at 109. Virginia, 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, it's just the volume increasing there, so it's a little bit of stop and go. And for Metro Rail riders, through the morning rush hour, they expect to have the Green Line train single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, emergency track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Days of rain in this morning. More rain coming as we head on through today. Falling temperatures to near 50 degrees this afternoon with a gusty southwest breeze this morning. Tonight will fall near 30, breezy. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s with late day rain, maybe some mixed precipitation. So there could be some snow in there, especially west and north where there could be some accumulation. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 63 in Woodbridge, 61 in Bethesda, 64 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mall. Mornings on the Mall and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Joining us at 7:05, former FBI agent Ron Hosko is with us. At 7:35, we talk to our correspondent in South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum. And at 8:05, Gary Aldridge is with us. He is also a former FBI agent, and obviously we'll talk to both of those men about this shooting in Florida and the role that the FBI plays in these things, especially when someone comes to them and says, hey, I think I've seen something. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
All right, more updates for you on what is going on with people inside of Donald Trump's orbit and these various investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election and, by extension, collusion. Collusion! So many questions. Anyway, you'll be hearing about a lot of this today because we heard about a lot about it last night. I'll give you an update on what's going on with Steve Bannon first. Steve Bannon, the president's former strategist, testifying this week before the House Intel Committee and refusing to answer an array of questions. The committee, very frustrated to the point that I'm now hearing contempt charges being considered for Steve Bannon. Well, why? Here's what we're hearing. Members of the committee had a three-hour interview yesterday with Steve Bannon, and they left expressing frustration that he refused to answer questions beyond just 25 questions that had been scripted and pre-approved by the White House. Steve Bannon refused to answer any other questions. He claimed he was invoking executive privilege on behalf of the president. Congressman Mike Conaway is a Republican. He said the following. He's on the committee. He said the following to reporters after this. Quote, he would not go beyond those questions in any of his answers, and that's just frustrating to those of us on the committee. So we have further steps to take, and we'll be taking those. Adam Schiff was more declarative, saying, I think the next step for the Congress to take is to initiate contempt proceedings. So Bannon, I guess he was asked a bunch of questions and basically said, I can't answer any. I mean, 25 he answered, but beyond that, none.
Yeah, and to those 25 scripted questions from the White House, he just answered no. That's all he answered, one word, no. And if you really want to tick them off, take that approach. Here's my question, and maybe Vince, you would know this. Do you honestly think that the White House told him to invoke executive privilege?
Well, I have no idea. I have no idea what's going through Steve Bannon's mind, but I guess part of this, when you invoke privilege, it's to protect conversations with the president so that he can continue to do his job. But Adam Schiff, who I in no way reflexively believe, but Adam Schiff claims, here's a quote from him yesterday as well, Mr. Bannon not only refused to answer questions about meetings he had attended and conversations he had had during that entire period of time after the campaign, but it went so far to refuse to answer questions about conversations he had after he left the administration and with people who played no role in the administration. Again, not sure precisely what that means. I mean, I was thinking as I read that quote yesterday, well, this could be, you know, President Trump, for instance, has a penchant to call outside advisors to chat with them about what they're thinking and whether they like his decisions and et cetera, and what he should do next. He'll have those conversations with people who are not part of the White House. Maybe the suggestion here is that Bannon had conversations with those people who described conversations they had with the president, and he's just going out of his way to say, no, I'm not going to compromise the president's right to privacy here.
Yeah, this is very interesting. Steve Bannon, oof, I bet you President Trump is regretting the day he ever brought him into his orbit. Representative Mike Quigley, who's a Democrat, said that the environment in the room was surreal, and he agreed with Adam Schiff that Bannon should be held in contempt. Mike Conaway said that's a big deal, but he also said that the meeting was frustrating, so they asked Trey Gowdy before he went into the meeting how he feels about interviewing Bannon, and he said that he supported subpoenaing Bannon, but he would not be satisfied with yes or no answers. We now know, according to Adam Schiff, the only answer Steve Bannon gave to anything was no.
Yeah.
Or saying that he had been instructed to invoke executive privilege.
It's amazing, not that incredible, just amazing that Bannon has sort of uniquely positioned himself as hated by everyone in Washington. So, whereas most people have sort of defenders, depending on the side of the aisle, you presumably fall. Steve Bannon does not. Bannon was already hated by so many members of Congress for sort of, Breitbart constantly, in by the way, in good ways, trying to hold Republican members of Congress accountable, sometimes going over the top, but enough that they were annoying Republicans. And then now, Bannon, who basically alienated the president of the United States by attacking Don Jr. and others in the family, has very few friends. And now you've got Republicans who are in concert with Democrats going, yeah, let's consider these contempt proceedings. Meanwhile, I should mention, Bannon reportedly has met with Mueller multiple times over the past week, though. Okay, so while he's not talking to Congress, he's apparently talking a lot to Mueller. He's had multiple conversations, spending a total of some 20 hours in conversations with Bob Mueller over the course of the past week. This is according to NBC News, and it's according to two sources familiar. But if true, it suggests that Steve Bannon is treating the Mueller investigation very differently than he's treating the House Intelligence investigation. The answer to that, not clear, but I guess we'll find out more as this thing plows along. Also, one last thing here on the Mueller investigation. A top Trump campaign advisor, close to a plea deal, according to CNN, advisor Rick Gates, finalizing a plea deal. Not clear why and not clear over what, but plea deals in the works, they're saying. So we'll see. I expect more information on this soon. I'd really like to get that IG report out of the Justice Department, though. That's what I'm looking for. 543 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Winchester Family Sports Center. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the SGK Winchester Gun Show has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Winchester Gun Show at the Body Renew Fitness and Family Sports Center. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 10 to 4.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
It's a real estate myth that your home must be perfect in order to sell. Reality is there is a price and a buyer for every home, and if you are hoping to sell your property as is, then it all comes down to choosing an agent that has the knowledge and experience to market it properly. Consider this. Why would you invest in repair costs in hopes of securing a higher price based on your personal taste? A well-priced and marketed as-is home will deliver motivated buyers who can then afford renovations to create their own dream home. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. If I can't sell your home regardless of a condition, then I'll buy it.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Join Caring for Others and the Roselle Center for Healing for Have a Heart 2018. This food drive supports food for others. Through February 17th, make a $50 donation to Caring for Others, and in exchange, the Roselle Center for Healing will offer you a choice of a new patient chiropractic or acupuncture evaluation valued at $225. To learn more and to donate, visit cfocharity.org. That's cfocharity.org or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
545 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty good start here to the morning rush hour, especially if it's Friday. Good morning, D.C., as we head into town. No troubles right now. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, nice and up at speed. Do see a little bit of volume, D.C. 295 as you come southbound past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Pretty normal, though, through that stretch. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway just inside the Beltway, a bit sluggish. Now, northbound BW Parkway near 197. Still, if you're heading through Laurel, just take it easy. I had a report of a crash going northbound near 197. I'm not seeing any delays, but there might be something along the way there. On 270 in Urbana at 109 Hyattstown, volume rain this morning, so factor that in. And for Metro Rail riders, Green Line, expect delays. They're single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, emergency track work through the morning rush hour. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tough forecast, not for today. Today it rains. Some pockets of heavy rainfall. Tough stuff comes tomorrow. Falling temperatures today. Our highs will occur this morning. Most of us in the mid to upper 60s, falling to near 50 later. Still occasional rain around. Start tapering off later today and tonight. The cold front goes through. The winds go around to the northwest. 30 degrees. Tomorrow only in the upper 30s. It looks like late day rain. Maybe some mixed precipitation. With a chance of snow west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital. 547 on WMAL.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be.
All right, if you're looking for an excuse to go back to bed, I may have it for you right here. You ready for this?
I'm not. I can tell you, I'm not ready for this.
All right, you know what? You may need a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil in order to draw the flow chart. So there is a man who became a woman. All right, so he is transgendered and now referred to as she. Mm-hmm. She has a partner who is also a she, which I guess makes the transgendered man now a lesbian.
I'm not quite
sure on how that works, but that's what all appearances from the outside would be.
So far, I'm following.
All right, good. Now, the woman who is biologically a woman, all right, is pregnant and had a baby. Mm-hmm. The transgendered man who is now a lesbian wanted to breastfeed the baby. So he went to, she went to, I have to refer to him as he so we don't get the she's mixed up, went to Mount Sinai for the Mount, listen to this, they have the Mount Sinai for Transgender Medicine and Surgery in New York to these two leading practitioners in this, Zill Goldstein and Dr. Tamar Reisman, and they did basically an experiment with this man. He was treated with a regimen of drugs, which allowed him to start lactating, and within 3 months, 2 weeks before the baby's due date, he had increased his production to 8 ounces of milk a day. And when the baby was born, he was the one who breastfed the baby. For 6 weeks, he was the sole source of nourishment for the child for 6 weeks, at which point they had to start supplementing with a formula.
All right, I'm completely lost.
I'm gonna add a little more to your load here. Bit more to your brain. So here's the deal. So I'm reading through this, and we find buried in here that he has not had gender reassignment surgery, nor has he had breast augmentation. So the woman breastfeeding doesn't have augmented breasts; just has man breasts, and still has all the junk below. Still has all the equipment.
Oh, boy.
Has Mike McKay left the room yet? Oh, wait. No, he's still here.
No, he's still here. What to do with this? What to do? 2018 is so weird. Is it really this weird?
But here's the bad thing about this. Because, listen, you know I'm a big fan of whatever makes you happy. As long as I don't have to pay for it, it's fine. But if this is the circus you want to live in, go for it. The problem is there are some people in the transgender community who are speaking out against this. Because, when women are pregnant and breastfeeding, we keep them off every medication in the world. Because we don't want that transferred to the baby.
It's true, we do.
And there are some in the transgender community who are saying, you know, this is a fun little experiment you're running here, and it is important for children to breastfeed, but we don't know. They don't know if the milk that this child got is equivalent and is of the same that a woman would produce. And they also don't know what effect the drugs in that milk that they use to get the man to be able to breastfeed can be transferred onto the baby.
You know, science figured this out a while ago. It's called formula. What's...
He wanted to bond with the baby by breastfeeding.
Like, let's come up with some crappy nourishment for a child to make me feel better.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't even know what to tell you. Was my way to just totally mess up your Friday. You're welcome.
That's all right. I'll try and recover. 551.
My work here is done.
Time for our Rush Bow.
President Trump has been clear about what has to be in an immigration bill to get him to sign it. He calls them the four pillars. One is Trump wants funding for the border wall. Number two, he wants an end to the diversity lottery. And three, he wants to end chain migration. And finally, he wants Congress to come up with a DACA fix to provide a path to citizenship for 1.8 million children brought here illegally. The Senate is now debating immigration, but instead of working toward what the president wants, a group of centrists calling themselves the Common Sense Coalition have come up with a bill that ignores Trump's pillars. It doesn't end chain migration or the often abused diversity lottery. Now, we've been down this road before. Under Bush 43, the so-called Gang of Eight came up with an immigration bill that was so bad, it was so weak, the House never even bothered to vote on it. Polling data shows 70% of Americans want immigration fixed. Polls taken right after the State of the Union address revealed overwhelming support for Trump's approach. But if Senate centrists and liberals stay on this path to failure, there will not be an immigration bill or a DACA fix, and they'll deserve all the blame that can be heaped on them for failing America once again. Unless they get their new voters registered, i.e. illegal immigrants, the left isn't going to go for it. This is the Say No Coalition.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, I want to take a moment to talk about the special bond shared by neighbors. Those of you who own land out in the country know that a trustworthy neighbor is a true blessing, and what they say counts. That's why my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are so proud of this fact. 98% of Mahindra owners would recommend one to a neighbor. Lean over your fence, ask your neighbor about their Mahindra, ask about Mahindra's industry-leading powertrain warranty, outstanding performance, tough-built products, and knowledgeable dealers. And there's never been a better time to join the satisfied owners who have made Mahindra the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit cecilstractors.com. That's cecilstractors.com.
Chamonix Valentine's Day sale is on for one more week, and I got to tell you, it's time to look your absolute best. Introducing the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy eyelids. Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado wrote in and said, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye, and the very next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. So now it's your turn, because today, this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. And yes, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours absolutely free. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you order in the next 10 minutes, you'll also get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers, also free for Valentine's Day. Order now and express shipping is also free. Five luxury gifts, a complete beauty system for the price of one. Yeah, happy Valentine's. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720.
Oh, 555 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten with, so far, a nice Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. Good start here this morning. Love that it's Friday for sure. And have no incidents reported coming in from the west on 66, the Greenway Toll Road. We do have the rain, so that's a factor this morning. Rain drizzle and the road spray. Some of the volume just on the increase, 95 in Dale City, D.C., 295 south as you come past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. So do be ready for that. On Metro Rail, on the Green Line, train single tracking between U Street and George Avenue, Petworth. And that's through the morning rush hour. Cruisers saying they expect this track work to continue. It's emergency track work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rainy Friday, heavy rainfall slowing some of us down this morning. We'll get it head on through the day with most of us getting pretty good soaking of rain, falling temperatures. Highs for the day will occur this morning near 50 this afternoon. A gusty southwest breeze. Colder night tonight, some late day rain, maybe some snow tomorrow. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Spot Hero.
There is a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code NEW. That's promo code NEW.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Well, coming up on WMAL, hey, you know, Congress tried to actually do their job because, you know, the president's saying, you guys have to come up with the laws, not me. You guys have to do this. This is your job. They gave it a shot this week and failed miserably at it. We'll tell you what they tried to do.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And also, if you're the vice president of the United States, can you successfully buy a Valentine's Day gift and evade notice? The answer to that question is no. We'll tell you who ruined the Pence's Valentine's Day coming up on WMAL at 6 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The 17 people killed in a Florida high school shooting spree Wednesday were remembered at a candlelight vigil last night. One young survivor of Wednesday's attack is urging lawmakers to do something.
I just want people to stop, like, talking about it and then not doing anything. People keep, like, saying your thoughts and prayers and all these things, but it doesn't make a difference if nothing ever changes. Like, this happens over and over again, and people are dying, and it seems like it doesn't matter, because, like, what are thoughts and prayers going to do when people are already dead?
Meanwhile, an 18-year-old student at Clarksburg High School in Montgomery County is facing charges after allegedly bringing a gun to school yesterday. Montgomery County Police Captain Paul Starks.
The school resource officer, that's a Montgomery County police officer assigned primarily to the high school, learned that a student may have been in possession of a firearm on school property. That student was identified, he was approached, and the gun was recovered without incident.
That student was identified as 18-year-old Alwin Chen of Germantown. The principal of Clarksburg High sent a letter to parents saying, quote, this illegal and dangerous behavior will not be tolerated in our school community. Four immigration proposals have all been voted down in the U.S. Senate after a week of debate and discussion. It leaves the fate of the DACA program and hundreds of thousands of Dreamers in limbo. More than a quarter of President Trump's fellow Republicans voted against a measure based on priorities he spelled out. High expectations were placed on Michaela Schifrin as she came into the Winter Olympics, but after winning gold in the giant slalom, the 22-year-old skier failed to medal in today's slalom competition.
I am disappointed. I think everybody can see that, but I did not feel like myself today. I don't know. I woke up this morning like an hour before my alarm, which normally doesn't happen. And I was sitting in bed like, okay, when do we get going?
Schifrin had to settle for a fourth place finish, missing the bronze by 0.08 seconds. Police in Montgomery County are investigating what they're labeling as the suspicious deaths of two people found inside a car with the motor running last night in Burtonsville. The man and woman were discovered by a resident who was out for a walk on Eldora Circle late last night. Few other details have been released so far. Montgomery County is getting mixed messages from Governor Larry Hogan as the Amazon HQ2 battle heats up.
At an event in Rockville, Governor Larry Hogan touted Montgomery County as a good place for Amazon's second headquarters. But at the same time, according to Bethesda Beat, Hogan trashed the county's business climate, saying it's tough to do business there, and the county's losing business to Howard and Fairfax counties.
Wow.
Well, what are we in a debate about whether Montgomery County is a great place for Amazon to come? I don't understand what the governor's trying to do here.
Montgomery County Councilmember George Leventhal, also running for county executive, calls the governor's comments unhelpful.
We all need to pull together as Team Maryland.
A lot of places on Amazon's shortlist have high taxes, Leventhal says, because they have good schools. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia Senate committee has postponed until next year action on a bill that would let local school systems across the state sell advertising space on the side of school buses. The bill had passed the House, but then was continued to the 2019 General Assembly session in an 11-4 vote in a Senate committee. Senators say they want more time to study the idea. And Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch has filed to run for a second term. Frosch announced his re-election bid yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,200, the NASDAQ at 7,256. Sports, Alex Ovechkin racks up 4 points as the Caps beat Minnesota. College basketball, the 10th-ranked Maryland women lose at home. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The Big Screen Store's President's Sale. Special purchase 50% off a Samsung 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV, just $19.99. Whoa, that's big. Our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Which is why you can get that 78-inch curved 4K UHD TV for just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and this is huge. We even double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus, great deals from the home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating, power headrests, and an amazing selection of the home theater furniture you've always wanted. If you want to save big, then just listen to what I...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,